80% of principals indicate they have large maintenance needs. What was needed in this term of government to continue the rebuilding program was $1.7 billion. This government will struggle to spend 0.3 of a billion. And while I welcome that Galvin Park Secondary College has got some money in this budget, it's a school whose roof fell in, that was riddled with toxic mould, that was closed and the kids kept away from the school. And, you know, it shouldn't be necessary. You need to be that bad to get the attention of the government. We really were hoping that we'd get out of this budget a commitment to that school rebuilding program.
So what you're basically telling me is this is what government is supposed to spend, and there's meant to be significantly more than what they're putting aside, as in ongoing funding for maintenance of our schools.
To complete the rebuilding of, or modernising of every school by 2016, $1.7 billion for this term of government was what was needed. It's what they promised us whilst in opposition, but then again they promised to make us the highest paid, and they promised that they would invest in schools. And it's not just our schools, and particularly for rural and regional Victoria, the dramatic cuts to public TAFE are going to decimate a number, and particularly our rural and regional TAFE colleges are going to be hardest hit. This has been a very, very bad budget for public education, school and TAFE.
There has been a lot of concern in the lead up to the budget in relation to TAFE. What's the reality? What have you learnt today?
Over $300 million will be cut from public TAFE, and a further opening up of the market to competition without any real machinery for guaranteeing the quality of the private provision. When they cut the four metropolitan TAFE, or the big ones last year, for $40 million, that led to the 300 ongoing jobs cut, and we don't know how many contract and casuals. We're talking about cuts almost 10 times that amount. That's going to have an incredible impact on the capacity for TAFE to run a choice in terms of the courses, and I think that some of them will struggle to survive. For some, the only way will be to amalgamate with others. It's a very, very dark day for public TAFE in particular.
Are there any other regional schools that have benefit that do make the list?
Not the ones that you had. I think the only one, I wasn't sure that you read out, Golden Square Primary School with $5 million made that list.
All righty. Anything else, Mary Blewett, of interest in the state budget?
Maybe for somebody else, but not for me.
All right. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Kat.